CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Official memorial services for the nation's 39th president begin today, and Jill Stuckey in Plains, Georgia, will be among the friends of Jimmy Carter and his late wife, Rosalynn, to say goodbye to Jimmy.
I've gotten to know and spend decades with my heroes. Not many of us get to do that, and fewer of us get to feel like they love them and admire them more after knowing them well for that many years.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta, a day of Georgia remembering and paying tribute to former President Jimmy Carter. We'll begin in the town of Americus, about 15 miles from Mr. Carter's small peanut farming community of Plains. Family members and his longtime Secret Service detail will send his body off from a medical center. His hearse will travel to Plains before a four-hour motorcade to Atlanta. There will be a moment of silence outside the Georgia State Capitol before a private memorial service at the Carter Presidential Center.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Judge Juan Marchand has ordered President-elect Donald Trump to appear in person or virtually January 10th, when Trump will be sentenced in the New York hush money case, setting up what would be an historic proceeding. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The president-elect appears headed for what's called an unconditional discharge, meaning he'd be a convicted felon in the eyes of New York state law, but face no other court or jail time. Trump's spokesman calls the ruling deeply conflicted and says Trump must be allowed to continue the presidential transition process and to execute the vital duties of the presidency unobstructed by ongoing cases. This is one of four state or federal criminal cases Trump has faced in recent years. Two federal cases have been dismissed, while a Georgia case remains on hold. Trump can still appeal the judge's decision to not dismiss the case. This means we're now one step closer to something we've never seen before. President-elect in a courtroom facing criminal sentencing, a proceeding unlike any other in American history.
President Biden will head to New Orleans Monday, site of the New Year's attack that killed 14 pedestrians. The White House says the president will grieve with the families of the victims. He'll also meet with state and local officials. That home, made famous in the TV series Breaking Bad, is for sale and can be yours.
It's one of the more memorable scenes in a very memorable show. Teacher-turned drug kingpin Walter White tossing an extra-large pizza right up onto the roof of his Albuquerque, New Mexico home in a fit of frustration. The house, appraised at $340,000, is a tourist magnet, including many who show up to recreate the pizza toss. The family selling it has owned it since the 1970s, and they think it should bring in $4 million or so dollars. Well, there's probably plenty of free, if slightly used, pizza.
CBS's Michael Toscano. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Another win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a 79-71 win over Creighton. In Milwaukee, Cam Jones led the Golden Eagles with 22 points. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This was a hard game. Creighton, they make things difficult in a lot of ways on both ends of the floor. Another sellout crowd on a Friday night, Fiserv Forum. Where else would you want to be? We had some really good possessions as well.
In Madison, the Badgers blew out the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85 at the Kohl Center. John Blackwell with a career-high 32 points. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Trailblazers. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay tomorrow at noon. Chicago hoping to snap a 10-game losing streak, but last week their defense held Seattle to just 6 points.
Edmonds, Sweat, the D-line, Jalen Johnson, they've got a lot of great players, and they're playing extremely hard.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January, especially today. It will be sunny, though, highs near 20. Wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 8 above. A little milder on Sunday, with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Inside I'm blue. Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Here.
smile. You know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now we got those timeless hits for you. I'm so glad you're along. Good morning. It is 6:17 with Rick Johnson, and I'll tell you what, bear with me. I'm nursing a terrible head cold today, but we'll definitely make it through, and I wanted to be here with you. So I crawled out of bed this morning, 10 degrees outside, kicked up the thermostat a few degrees, and got dressed and came into work. I'm glad to be here with you. Also, I want to tell you about this great oldie show. I'm just going to give you a little bit of tease here. It's a show that's coming up here pretty soon, and we want you to listen for details, because I'll tell you what we're doing. We're working on getting our hands on some tickets to give away. And as far as the show, yeah, maybe Herman's Hermits, and there's a few others in there too. So make sure you stay with us here at WRJN as more details evolve.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Beats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
There must be some word today.
Hits on WRJN. This is Rick Johnson, and I'm asking you, tell a friend. Bring a friend along. It's always a lot more fun. Well, you don't need me to tell you it's cold outside. I'm sure you already know that. I got one of those Milwaukee heated jackets for Christmas. Oh, baby, I'm loving it. I would suggest you want to stay warm. That's kind of a nice thing to have. Anyway, in sports, what's happening this weekend? Just some Packer football. Chicago Bears visit the Green Bay Packers, and the pregame is going to start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Okay, that's tomorrow, so make sure you're around for that. And just how cold is it outside? Well, here, let's check it out, okay?
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January, especially today. It will be sunny, though. Highs near 20. Wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 8 above. A little milder on Sunday with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studio.
Timeless hits on WRJN. That's the sound of Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady. Definitely this morning, right? It's a little on the cold side. Maybe your coffee was sitting on the table, got a little chilly. Throw it back in the microwave, okay? 6:32, 10 degrees at Radio Park. We five, you were on my mind.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
You. these eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it.
Message. Local news, timeless hits are back here on WRJN. Good morning, 6:38 with Rick Johnson. I have your weekend soundtrack here. And if you're like me, you got to get up and go to work on a Saturday morning. Thanks for coming along. That's why I'm here, because I want to be here with you. 10 degrees outside at Radio Park right now. We have Packer football for tomorrow. Right now, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough. WRJN.
Listen, baby.
Keep me from getting
Timeless Hits on WRJN 644 with Rick Johnson. It's cold outside, to be sure. 10 degrees right now in Radio Park. So if you're going to be outside, you got to do stuff. Maybe you have to work outside. Make sure you take your Stanley Thermos with you. You're going to want it today. No doubt about that. Tomorrow, we have Packers and Bears. So some of the oldest rivalry in the league. Bears and the Packers. The pregame starts here at 10 a.m. on WRJN. Also, I want to draw your attention to Monday morning. You know, you ever been out online, you know, you take some of these websites for granted that you access every day? Well, I've checked out the Racine County Eye. I think you should, too. Denise Lockwood, she's the founder. She's going to be on Don Rosen's show Monday morning at 6 a.m. So you might want to check that out and see, you know, I'm sure he's going to ask her some questions and things about what's going on in the site. You don't normally get to hear that stuff, right? So check it out and see. It's Rick Johnson with your weekend. Your weekend soundtrack. It's here at WRJN.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hey there. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I love you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
If the back rises,
timeless hits on WRJN. Neil Diamond, that's the solitary man. Hey, guess what? CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. Here's the Vogues. You're the one at WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Today marks the start of a week of celebrations of the life and legacy of the late President Jimmy Carter. It all begins in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where he will be buried after an official farewell in Washington. CBS's Mark Strassman joins us from Plains.
Jan Williams called Carter a friend for nearly 50 years. They worship together every Sunday at Maranatha Baptist Church.
I just want to go and stand by the casket for a few moments and just say out loud, thank you, Mr. Jimmy.
Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, who covered the Carter White House, details how today will unfold.
Following the poignant remembrance in the Carter family hometown of Plains, the former president's body will travel to Atlanta. There will be a moment of silence at the state capitol, where he served as a state senator and, of course, governor. The coffin will then go to the Carter Center, where the public will be able to pay their respects.
Jimmy Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. Federal authorities are warning of the potential for copycat incidents after the deadly New Year's truck attack in New Orleans. CBS